Blog Talk Radio.
I came to bring the pain, more and more from the brain. Go inside my actual brain. Find out my mental, based on instrumental. Record, hate, so I can write monumental methods. I'm not the king, but niggas a sea calf. I stick them both a cream. Check it, just how deep can shit get. Keep it to your abyss, and brothers is mad fish. Accept it, in your cross color, clothes you crossed over. Think I totally crossed out and crisscrossed. Who the boss, niggas get tossed to the side. And on the dark side of the force. Of course it's the method, man from the Wu-Tang Clan. I be hectic, and coming for the headpiece. Protect it, fuck it, 2 tears in a bucket. Niggas want the ruckus, busting at me, bro. Now bust it, styles like it's buck wow. Method man on some shit, pulling niggas fouls. I'm sick, insane, crazy, driving Miss Daisy. Out of fucking mind, now I got mine persuaded.
Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son, loaded up and kill. One, 24 feel, son, if it's really real. Wait, I was a little stereo, stereo. I need to do some champion, champion. I always wonder, when I will be the number one.
Yeah.
Now you need to do the da-da-da-da. Let the dog and son ring. Then it is done for some just me.
Just me.
Let me have a dick out some brains.
For the time by. Yeah, hang it by the neck, nigga, hope off and set. Coming to your broad, yeah, take it as a threat. Better yet, it's a promise, coming from a vet. Want the move, be getting on shit. Nigga, you can bet your bottom dollar, hey, I'm on shit. And it's gonna get even worse for the gone. It's the woo coming through, thinking niggas throw they gone. Moving on your last outform, it's a mess. And the representing call my name in your chest. You can come test, realize you're no contest. Son, I'm the gun that when that old wild west. Quick on the draw with my hands on the floor. 9 to 11 with the bucket rhymes galore. Check it cause I think not when it's hip hop like proper. Rock me the poop while I'm drinking 90 proof. I'm locker, no OJ, no straw. When you give it to me, yeah, give it to me raw. I burn, and when you drink, absolute straight, it's earned. I'm nothing in my chest, there's a burn. I don't need a chemical blow to pull a hoe. All I need is chemical back to play the rough.
Got the Kibbish here live on OFL After Dark on early on this Thursday morning, sitting here at 12:10 in the morning, Eastern. All leagues do advance in about 10 hours, 9 hours and 50 minutes to be exact, 10 a.m. Eastern, Thursday morning, all leagues do advance, so still got a little time to squeeze one last game in, but it's highly recommended never to wait till this late to play your games. I mean, you do have 2 or 3 days before to play it, so make sure you guys all get that in. Well, let's see what's going on. Long Beach 32 is progressing a little slower than normal. Newer guy, first tournament, Kibbles and Vix beat J.J. Mills 21-0. So that was actually kind of surprising. You don't see J.J.'s high-powered offense getting shut down, but apparently it did. So keep your eyes out for Kibbles and Vix. He's been making some noise up on the top half of the Long Beach 32 bracket. But, yeah, that tournament is a little slower, but it's starting to pick up some steam. So we're moving through that. Omaha 8 has kicked off. Buck Sweep just beat SC Bolt 21-17-7. He now plays Believe in Monsters. So Believe in Monsters is going to have his hands full in his first tournament, although Monsters looked really sharp in his opening round. So maybe an upset. We'll see. We'll see what Monsters has. What else we got going on? Obviously, we've got our daily fast four. Guys, we really need to start getting some more people for this group five single, non-draft, $13, win 200, shop.oflnow.com to get signed up and get ready for that. We're about halfway full. So, we're really trying to focus on that. Also, some announcements of a new tournament coming soon. It's going to be pretty fun. On top of all that, we are currently in discussions with all league officers on developing the team tournaments. You can now get to the forum, oflnow.proboards.com, and check out the different teams right now. We're also going to put a free agency category there where you can go list your name as a free agent, and hopefully one of the teams will pick you up, or else you can form a team with other free agents. All you need is three league members to form a team. So keep that in mind. They have to be league members. Can't be a guy that comes in and just plays tournaments. They actually have to be a league member to become part of the team. Speaking of Buck Sweep, a lot of you guys already know he did win the Madden Championships out in Vegas this weekend. So big congratulations to him. But he also is now offering his services and everything he knows that helped make him the world champion right now for lessons and stuff. And he's working with Balkino, I believe. It's not that they're working together, but they're sort of working together. I think we'll have Balkino calling in here. Maybe he can clarify exactly what's going on and maybe the prices and stuff, because I'm really not familiar. I just know you now have the opportunity to lab and get lessons from Buck Sweep, as far as I know. He listed his phone number out on the GLIP, the Group Enhanced chat. So if you need it again, I have it, so just let me know. Also, speaking of GLIP, a lot of new features are coming, so stay with that. A lot of good things coming. Let's go right to the callers now. We got a 407 area code. 407, you're now live here with the commission on this early Thursday morning. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with?
Is your great Balkino.
Okay, hey, Balkino, how are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Good, good. Before we get into the serious stuff, I just wanted to let you know, I know you've been a big fan and, you know, you've kind of been following the official OFL fish tank. And I just wanted to let you know, there are three babies that are alive and well, and they are seeming to get a little bigger, and one's even got some color to them. So I think they might be past the stage of getting eaten by the other fish, possibly, which means they could be here for the long run. How's that make you feel?
Awesome, man. They lasted longer than the last one, so we've seen progress. We learned our lesson from the last one.
Exactly, exactly. And it's kind of like a little bit about what's going on here in the OFL now, learning our lessons. Did you think we learned our lesson from the first fantasy draft to the second fantasy draft, how we set it up and how it progressed?
Yeah, and then from the first to the second, now from the second to the third eventually. We are going to fix the lessons for the second time with the whole commissioner thing. Everything's been smooth other than that.
What do you think the holdup has been right now with filling up this non-draft league? Because the thought behind the $13 non-draft league was, you know, it's a little cheaper, so we should be able to get a lot of new members to get in there quick. But oddly enough, the $33 league filled up faster than we're filling this one up. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's about to hit March time. A lot of people don't like it. Let's say, for example, myself, I would have had my Madden sold by now. So a lot of people are switching games. A lot of new games are coming out. So we're going to have to look a little more at different times in a lobby, post a little bit more. I know you and I we've been looking, but we're not as full as we were in the other league. So we have to give it like an all-nighter, basically, get four or five.
Right, right. So, yeah, hopefully we can focus on that. And if you guys are out there listening, I know you got a friend on your friends list that would join. He just doesn't know about us and how much fun and how much you like being a part of this. So please tell that friend. You know who he is. He's somewhere on your list. Get him to join. Balkino, now you're currently in the Long Beach 32 tournament, correct?
Yeah.
And you defeated OFL Now Houston earlier this evening. Now you're just waiting the winner of Matternall and Buck Sweep in the final four. Who do you expect to win that game?
I'm rooting for Matternall just because I feel like I have his number more. I mean, I am 2-0 versus Buck Sweep, but Buck Sweep, man, it's a tough game every time. Like, guaranteed, like he makes no mistakes. So I'm hoping Matternall can pull it off. I'd rather play him over Buck Sweet, but I think Buck Sweet's going to pull it, and I'm going to have to play a clutch game to try to get my third win over him.
Okay. Now, speaking of Buck Sweet, he announced earlier today that he is available for lessons, and then I found out a little later that you and him are kind of working together. Could you explain to all the listeners exactly what's going on, how they can contact you guys, and what they can expect if they would sign up with either of you?
It's just two different styles of playing. Like, he's more a hardcore tournament player. I'm more league, and I can't do tournaments. It just depends on what kind of offense you're looking for. I mean, if you watch this Twitch, you kind of see what he runs offensive-wise. I'm not going to throw it out unless he wants to. And me, I'm more the strong, close, space, dive schemes. other than that, it's just who you are. You know, it's basically the same package. You're getting the best of both worlds. He's won. His name's a little more known more than mine. But other than that, it's all good. We're just not trying to step in each other's toes. I'm not going to badmouth him. He's not going to badmouth me. I won't underprice. He won't. You know, it's going to even get the package deals of, you know, who would you rather play against, myself or him?
Which what are the prices?
Right now, mine are going for 40 for offense and defense with 3 private lessons. And, oh, shit. And then my, if you don't want lessons, you just want to read the scripts, what I have, it's just 20. And then I have my defense going on $14.99 for this till the end of this month. Normally that was $25, but you can ask for the people who've gotten it. It's 10 pages worth of defense, tips, and whatnot.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Now, last night, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to radio, but we had Team Legit call in, and they actually made a big announcement that they changed their name to Team NMO. We now have a section on the forum, OFLnow.proboards.com, where you can see the teams. So, let's just go through these teams and let me know what you think of each team. So Team NMO, I believe, stands for New Man Order. They got their leader, Black Assassin 10, and then their members, Double J125, SC Bolt 21, VX Assassin XA, and XX Maternal 321. How do you feel about that team?
It's a solid team. It's all three of them are three different types of skilled players, and they're all different matchup players. They don't play the same. So that's one thing. If you're going to go and play in that team, expect different game styles, every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool because a lot of people don't think it's the same.
Yeah, it is true. I mean, you got people from all different parts of the country on that team also. Now, you have Team Sexual Chocolate. You have their leader, PO510 Main. Then you have Mad Dream, Denox 21, and PB number 1. How do you feel about that one?
It's a good team. Like I said, it comes back to all three of them play different. PO's more of a fast-paced, PV. Peel's more of that. You make mistakes. He's basically going to win the game 9 out of 10. And then Mad Dream, it's been a while since I've seen him play, but his run game is always on point. So always expect a good run game versus him.
All right. Fair enough. Another team is Team Bounty Game with their leader, Redemption 315, and their current members are Hitman Big Ray, the Great 8684, Bad to Chad Jackson, Green Boy 35, Freddy Krueger 1, and OFL now Jay Mills. How do you feel about this interesting combination of players?
I feel like that's just more of a family more than anything else. They're just, you know, social players, fun to hang out with. I think they're just, you know, just to form a team as one. Like, you know, they're like, think of a Power Rangers. If they all can morph into one, they would be a great.
All right. I know Snake Eyes is a big fan of Power Rangers. Hopefully he'll be calling in here soon and possibly explain to us what the hell you mean for the people that aren't Power Ranger fans. But either way, let's take a look here at Team Houston with their leader, OFL now Savage. They have We Witness, Fat Magic 420, OFL now Houston, IX Show Out XI, Prime Time 88, and D-Flex Zone 6.
That's an excellent team right there. All of them have different – I love that team. I hang out with them a lot. All different personalities when it comes to Madden. They kind of mix with their game. And when they first formed, they all played the same. But now when you play every single one of them, it's a different game style now. They finally learned to branch off because when they played one, everybody knew how the other one would play. So kind of nice to see that.
Okay. And then we also have Team DNation. DNation, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's a play on letters with DNA Suspect being their leader. He's yet to announce who he has, but I'm sure he'll have his boy You Got Sauced with him. So that could be a strong team, at least to start off. And then we had previously known as Team Garlic Sauce. They've changed their name to Team Skills and Thrills. And that's headed by Pro Sports, who pulled the big upset yesterday against Dippin' Dots. And he has his boy Fuse Vipers out of Macomb, Michigan with them. So they're just looking for a third member to complete the team because, you know, you need three league members. So those are the two more future teams. I'm sure there will be some more to come along. These teams will be used for team tournaments, not only just for other things, but definitely for that. So let's talk a little bit about Team Little I, Big C, UP. And you're, you know, you got you as a leader. You have O Buckets, Believe in Monsters, Ready 10, Steven 25, RVA Ferminator. So you kind of got some of these, like, newer guys people aren't even really familiar with there with Steven and Ferminator. Could you tell us a little bit about these guys?
And they just joined. They're two new gamers that are learning to learn the ways of myself and a few others. They're on, they're active, and they play tournaments, and that's one thing I wanted to see. I wanted people who are going to join tournaments, and that way, you know, if one can't make it, I can rely on the others.
Okay, all right. So you see a lot of potential with these newer guys, Steven and RVA?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're going to keep practicing, and RVA, man, I play him, and I just got to get him to be a little more clutch. Other than that, you know, he's pulled out some close wins. I think he almost beat Bolt. He lost by 1 point, and that's impressive alone. Because Bolt's, you know, no joke as well.
Yeah, right, right. Now, looking at your team, it's strong. It is strong. It's definitely top heavy. Might be falling a little behind Team Sexual Chocolate. And now with the acquisition of VX Assassin and SC Bolt there with Team NMO, you might be falling behind a little bit. Do you think you'll be trying to acquire any big talent to maybe get back to their level?
Oh, I mean, I'm working on that as is. I already got, you know, one new member that joined today, actually, and I have two more coming as well. Trying to get more tourney-style players, you know, getting ready for this tournament, if we do end up doing a team tournament.
Oh, we'll definitely be doing it. It's just a matter of time. Matt, exactly who is the newest member of Team ICUP?
I ended up getting a person I'm starting to work with, offense and defensively. His name is Buck Sweep. Actually, I'm sure a lot of people have heard of him.
Wow, man. Wow, I wish I had a bell or something to ring. Talk about, wow, that's a game. You got Buck Sweep to join Team ICUP?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I told him about the team tournaments, and I figured since he's a free agent, you know, why not let him join the best team that has the best winning percentages going on right now? And now just him joining alone makes us definitely the top. Who people on other teams that have, you know, I have close games with, or I beat, or he struggles with, him and I can, you know, basically balance out of the two. So.
Wow. Man, that's wow, that's caught me off guard. I did not see that one coming. Wow. So everybody, if you guys didn't hear him clearly, he just said that Team ICUP has acquired Madden World Vegas Championship winning player, whatever you want to call him, Buck Sweet, now on board with Team Balkino. I don't even know what to think about that, but well, at least I don't know, man.
Big thing.
That is, I'm going to have to take some time to really let that one all absorb in all my pores and really think about it, because that just switches up the whole team thing. And I really thought Madernall would take a reach and try to get Buck Sweep, but deep down I always thought Buck Sweep would never join a team, to be honest. But there you have it, guys.
Yeah,
Buck Sweep, Balkino teaming up, Ready, Buckets, all them boys, Steven, RVA, Believe in Monsters. Wow, that's some crazy shit. But let's go right now to 601 area code here, OFL After Dark Live, Balkino, Kamish, and who we talking to?
This your boy that's been MIA for a while, Ready the Great 10 in the building.
There he is, Ready the Great 10, one of the most underwhelming undefeated seasons I've ever seen. The man went undefeated and nobody even acknowledged him. How did you feel, Ready?
I'm saying it don't even matter, man. That's in the past. We working on what's going on now, man. You know, things happen, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, you didn't win the championship in that league. Any particular reason why? I mean, I guess what happened in the playoffs?
I mean, if you play somebody and every time a DB touched the ball to himself, that I mean, that happens, you know.
Now, Reddy, we've been getting a lot of. We've been getting a lot of questions and comments in the last week or so asking where you've been, how you've been. People are a little concerned about you. Everything okay with Reddy and Reddy World?
Yeah, man. You know, you got to get that break from Madden sometimes, man.
Definitely. Now, Reddy, how do you feel about, I don't know if you already knew this, but Volcano just made the big announcement that team Little I Big C UP has acquired Buck Sweep.
Yeah, I heard, man. Never played the guy before, man. Kind of interesting seeing how he plays. I heard he won the tournament. You know what I'm saying? Big ups. Congratulations, man. I'm a great big supporter of, you know what I'm saying, the OFL. So, you know what I'm saying? I never knock a member. They go out doing great things in the community. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's a quality player. He won the tournament. So, That's big, man. I mean, he's leading the league when it comes to making the money too. So I mean, you know, yeah.
I mean, I might not even play games. I might just never play all games, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, him being a part of the team, Little I Big C UP, I expect that you guys will probably be linemen, which will even take your game and other guys' games. And you'll learn some stuff from him, and possibly he'll learn some stuff from you guys. And this could just be insane. This is like some fucking crazy out of this world fucking make a cartoon, make them fly in the air and fire punch each other, and people buy the game and have tournaments and call it Dragon Balls or some shit. This is insane what's going on right now with.
Playing with KD.
Yeah, exactly. This is nuts, man. We'll see, though. Sometimes when you get too much talent on the same side, the chemistry's not there and it doesn't last. But for now, real excited to see what occurs. I know Balkino is probably thrilled about this. Did you actually ever expect that Buck Sweet would ever join forces with you, Balkino, let alone even talk to someone like you?
He's actually a pretty legit guy. I mean, the man's not cocky about his own game. He just likes to win, honestly, you know. No question about it. When I told him, you know, another tournament to make money, I was like, I basically said, would you like to join my team? I mean, he knows I'm good, just as good as him or even as. I mean, other than that, I mean that's what him and I are in here for, man, tournaments, win more money than we have. So it's fun.
Right.
Interesting team, so. It's also like your reputation's on the line. So, for example, Dippin' Dots lost. So right now, all he's known for is losing the Pro Sport for the next, you know, so he beats another big thing.
I guess that's true.
In
Dippin' Dots' defense, he could have possibly been a little worn out there from the long trip to Vegas and the drinking and that. But either way, I mean, he lost, and Pro Sport deserves the credit.
When you get there, better do what you gotta do.
Anybody
trying to hear all that?
That's true, Reddy. No, you're right. And Volcano's got a really brings up some good things there, definitely. But let's get this caller in. I know you've been on hold for 20 minutes here. Sorry about that. 412, you're now live with Team ICUP's Great Volcano and Reddy the Great 10. Making noise, trying to reestablish themselves as the best team, possibly never left the spot as the best team, even though it was sure looking like for a little while maybe Team Sexual Chocolate jumped ahead of them, and then now with the acquisition of Bolt and Assassin over there on previously known Team Legit, now on Team NMO, it looked like Team Balkino maybe took a big hit, but now with getting Buck Sweep on board, they might be right back, and you can kind of feel the swagger coming over the airwaves here. I'm sure you can feel it, too. Who do I got the pleasure to speak with, 412?
Big X, Small X, Snake Eyes, 45.
There it is, Snake Eyes. So I'm sure you got a chance to listen to all this. What do you think about Buck Sweep and the great Balkino and all the other great members there on Team Little I Big CUP becoming one? Somebody even said something that reminded them of Power Rangers. I know you're a big Power Ranger fan, got the avatar and everything.
Yeah.
Do you see the similarities?
Yeah, definitely. If they can chemistry together and stuff like that, if they can do that, they can do anything.
Right. How does this relate to Power Rangers for a lot of us guys out here that don't even have a clue about the Power Rangers?
Basically getting more chemistry every time and then. I mean, it just all depends what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more about chemistry.
What do you think is going to happen with the chemistry? You think too much talent and it's going to explode, or you think all the talent's going to merge together and just, you know, become, do wonderful things, man?
I might go either way. You just got to wait and see.
Okay, and I understand that, but if you had to choose today, which way do you see it going?
I'm definitely the up.
Definitely the up. All right. The great Snake Eyes with a lot of positivity there. Snake, did you have any questions you wanted to ask Balkino?
Yeah. What did you think about him joining you?
Just another tournament-style player. I'm actually, you know, I can guarantee a win out of 9 out of 10 times. That's how I see it. I mean, he is the winning, technically the most winning tournament player we have right now. So, my stuff is in second, but he does a lot more than I do. So.
Now, Snake Eyes, you're considered one of the best players in the Pittsburgh area in Madden right now, but you just took a hard loss to Cushmane. What went wrong in that game?
Basically, no quarterback. I mean, I have Eli Manning. I mean, other than that, I couldn't do nothing because I don't got wide receivers. That's about it. I mean, if you don't got good wide receivers and good quarterback, you're done.
Why don't you have these players, though?
I've been trying to mainly, like, I trade one time, and then, I mean, I get it to them, and then it's like they flip it like a flippy floppy.
Flippy floppy. All right, I like it. I like it. Flippy floppy. Hashtag that shit out there on Twitter. Reddy, how are you looking there in your group one multiple?
I hate it, bro. I got the league. I got the Giants in. I hate the league. I hate the league with the Giants. I hate the league with the Jets. I hate the league with the Rams.
I know exactly what you mean, man. Those are the two teams I really can't play with. I don't like playing with them. The players I find to be boring, less skilled than other players. Speaking of ratings and stuff, I put some good articles out there on the forum under the Madden Smorgasbord where you can find videos and articles. Go check that out. It was on ESPN today. So I got two good articles on how ratings are made, and they actually turned the guy who wrote the article into a Madden player, and they made him run a 440 and all that shit and gave him his ratings. And I think you can actually even, like, fill out a questionnaire and give yourself ratings and see what your overall comes out on Madden. So that was pretty fun. It's out there on the forum, oflnow.proboards.com, if you want to check it out. Now, Snake Eyes, what else is going on in the league that, I mean, you got the ear with all the players. You're in the parties. You know the word on the street. What's going on in the league?
Basically, Savage is a little mad at me because I want to give him a cornerback. But, I mean, he was a Pittsburgh boy. Why wouldn't I not let him leave?
Right.
I mean, like,
because you're loyal to Pittsburgh.
Mind? Yeah, and that's what I've been trying to tell him, but he keeps on trying to nag at me to try to get him. And I keep on trying to tell him no, and he still tries. And then, like, just a little bit ago, he got mad at me because I want to give it to him, and I just didn't want to hear it this week because my grandma died.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, Snake. I know you've been dealing with the loss. I don't know if you saw Freddy Krueger and some of the other guys put out on Glip that they were keeping you, you know, in their prayers and hoping everything works out for the best for you. Because when, you know, you might have some disagreements, like you're saying there with Savage, but in the end, you know, the OFL now kind of has that family vibe. So when somebody's down and out, the rest of the members come scoop them up and try to lift their spirits. So,
yeah, and I definitely do see that.
I hope
that.
It all gets better for you. We're out of time, and we'll talk to everybody tomorrow. Peace.
Well, I see you, peace.